Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Beis Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we began yesterday Simen Tof Kuf Zayin. And we begin on the second line by Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Asur Likach Eitz Mibein HaEitzim L'chatos Bo HaEish Betaner. It's forbidden to go take a piece of wood from amongst the other pieces of firewood to go and stir the fire in your oven. Why? Because the heavy lay misakin money, because this would be considered that you're fixing your oven, you're preparing it, fixing it to make it usable, and you're not allowed to do that on Yontif, it's misakin money. As we'll see, this is unless you had arranged this kli, this piece of wood, this specialized piece of wood beforehand. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Yud Dalet. This is true about the wood. The Mechaber told us you're not allowed to use it's bein lach, whether it's a piece of moist wood, or bein yovish, a piece of dry wood that would be good for firewood. Afshuroi hu lasaka, it could be used for firewood. The dafka, the reason you're not allowed to use this over here is because im lo hechinum erev yontif, if you didn't set this up on erev yontif, so then now you're setting this up and you're masaking this mana. You're setting up this utensil to fix up your oven over here, so therefore this is masaking mana on the utensil. That's why you can't use it. But if you prepared it beforehand, so then it already was mesukan, therefore there's no problem. Sivkot and Tezvav, Dehavi le misakin mona, Afilo and misakin uklal, even if you don't use it in any way to really make it better. Mikomakom, Hari Yoseo lekli biyantif, you're making this into a kli on yantif, and that's why you're not allowed to do this. Same halacha applies, he says, Uva din da osu likach eitz, likewise wouldn't be allowed to take a piece of wood, lasos mimenu briach, you couldn't use it as a lock on the door. You couldn't use it as a deadbolt on the door to take a piece of wood. Even though the wood was prepared for firewood, you're now making it into a kli, and that you're not allowed to do. Unless, again, if you prepared it before yantif, you're allowed to. The same thing applies with any usage of pieces of wood. If they're not set to be the kli before yantif, you can't make them into a kli on yantif. And he says, look, in ayin and simen tov kuf yud ches, siv zayin, well, this will be discussed further. And if you look in Deir Shu footnote number 13, he brings down that the Shaaret Zion says over there, shemutu l'shtamish be'eitz, she'enu miyuchod l'tzliya, you're allowed to use a piece of wood that wasn't designated for roasting, to use it kishipud v'litzos l'tzliya, to use it as a spit, and then stick a piece of meat into it or marshmallow into it and use it as a spit. That you'd be allowed to do. Why? Kim shel oso kli al yodo. You're not really making it into a kli by doing this. Either he establishes both kiship, but a spit isn't really a kli. But if using it as a specialized implement to go and stir the fire in the oven, that would be a specialized kli. Now, Deir Shu, footnote number 10 brings down Mivor Midvar, from this that the Mishnah Berurah said, the Mechaber said over here, it appears she'etz hamiyuchod l'chito yo'esh ne'achshav kli, that the utensil that's being used to stir the fires in the oven, is a specialized kli. It's considered a kli. And therefore, mitamzeh, based upon this, we already learned in Simen Tov Kuf Aleph, shimu nishbar b'yontif, if this were to break on yontif, then dino kekli shenishbar b'yontif, it would be like any other utensil that broke on yontif, for example, a chair that broke on yontif, and also lahasik bo b'meshu nolad, that's nolad, that's a brand new thing, even if you hold that muktzah on yontif doesn't apply, nolad applies according to most poskim, and you wouldn't be allowed to do this. The issue footnote number 12 brings down, v'av shim lo hechina seitz merev yontif, also lekachto, gamishu misu muktzah, if you didn't prepare before yontif, there's an additional problem over here, that this is muktzah. As we learned already in Simen Tov Kuf Beis, she'etzim, wood, nechshavim kamuktzah, wood is always considered muktzah, kiven she'omdim him la'asok, a little dover acher, they're only good for firewood and they're not good for something else. So, mikol makom, nevertheless, he wrote over there, she'ladas kama achronim, etzim yaveshim, dry wood is always considered permissible because it's always available for asokah. According to the opinion, it says that there is no such thing as muktzah, so therefore it's always firewood. It's only nolad, like I said, if it broke, then that would be a problem. But otherwise, it's not a problem. So these are the additional comments. There's a long Deir Shu footnote, footnote number 11, that also discusses about using, for example, liktom kash o tevin, kidilachzos washina, to take a piece of straw or a piece of tevin of the grain to use it as like a toothpick. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shinchof Beis and Hilchos Shabbos taught us, she'ein b'zeh mishum tikkun kli. That's not considered ticket of a kli, because it's not a kli, it's animal fodder. Shemaychol behema ino nechshav kli. And therefore, since it's an animal can eat it, it's not considered a kli. The Minchas Chinuch added over there, shekol shekein, shein iser tikkun b'maychol adam. Certainly, something that's a food for a person, there's no such thing as tikkun mana in that respect. Shebevade ino nechshav kli. Food is not considered a kli, and therefore, there's no concept of tikkun mana. However, he says, if you have chala or matzah that's missing from it something, and you want returned it to the oven, so now it should be considered a shlema. You can like reform it and rebake it. Now you could make it into a full challah after it was considered, quote, a broken challah. So that already Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, that would be yitochin osu. That would not be allowed, because even though there's no concept of tikkun wanted by foods, shafapish enisu tikkun kli biochlin, even though we normally would say that that doesn't apply, here, mikom makom, tikkunhu, shedover hamiskayim omolu chol odem, v'gami notzorach liyontiv, elorach limitzvah, yitochin shosu. Here, that would be you're changing it in some way, and therefore, that would not be allowed. Okay, now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, tanur shenofa lesocho meitiach hatit. If you have a tanur, an oven, that fell in some of the roof, some of the clay fell in, inside the tanur. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Tezayin. We're dealing here, Ma'iri b'tanurim shebimei chachmei shas. We're dealing with the type of ovens that they had during the times of Shas. Our ovens today, this doesn't apply. Your oven doesn't fall apart. Uki the Masayin l'kame, as we'll learn, shahayu kimo kidera. The oven was like a pot. A pot, so you tochen b'kosle ha'tanur. They would put the pass the bread, they would slap the dough against the walls of the tanur. Vim kain hagecholim shebekarka tanur, and therefore the coals at the bottom of the oven, and yecholim lahavsi lapas. They can't really destroy the pass or ruin the pass. Rak tiach tit olivena shenofel. The only way it can get ruined is if the roof falls in, it collapses, and somehow the clay on the top or brick would fall in. Vumagil lefamim admokum sheisa tucha, and it would go land and now be right close to where the dough is against the side of the oven on the kosel, on the wall of the oven, v'chorich, and it's going to burn it. So in that situation, that's a different story. But in general, this tanur, shenof alasochu mitiach hatit, the Mechaber continues, imef sholefos v'litzlos bo, if you're still able to go and bake in it or to roast in it below grifo without having to clear out the garbage at the bottom of the tanur to do the shoveling out of the bottom, below yischarech hapas o atzoli, and if you don't do this, it nevertheless will still not burn the bread or anything that you're roasting in there, so then also legarfo, then you're not allowed to go and shovel it out. Why? The Mechaber says, because you're moving this clay that fell in, the brick that fell in, for no purpose, because you're able to cook and bake without doing anything. Mishbur explains, Sivkot Yudzayin, Varihu Muktza, and therefore, this stuff that fell down into the bottom of the oven is Muktza. It's not usable for anything, so it's Muktza, and therefore you can't move it, you can't shovel it out. However, the Mechaber writes, you're allowed to go and place on top of it, on top of this fire, on top of this ash over here, so it should be smooth, so you can smooth it out, that it doesn't go and reach up to the side wall that has the dough baking on it. Even though it wouldn't go and burn the pas that's on the side of the wall. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yudches, Mipnei shekol zman shucham, because as long as these coals still are hot, ain olav she muktzah, they're not muktzah because they're coals. Ukideel in simin top tzadiches seif tesvav, as we have already learned. Now he says v'lechorul, if he's a, the Mishnah Berurah says according to this, im kain, if this is so, gam lahotzi legamrei aseifim in atan or shari, you'd be allowed to shovel it out because it's not muktzah. And why do we say over here you're allowed to like level it out and put stuff on top of it? Why can't you just shovel it out? And he says, in fact, the Sefer Mitzvah Gedola says you're allowed to do this. So he says, sure, maybe. Why did the Mechaber say you can't do that? There's fire over here. And when you're shoveling it out, there's the concern, you're actually going to put out the fire. And that would be a problem of kibbutz. However, he says, "Ochein biashkova, by flattening it out, by putting something on top of it, efshalizor shaliyichadu eish. You can be careful that it doesn't put out the fire." Uchahid the del in simin tov kuv beis, like we already learned previously in Sif Aleph over there in the Ramah and Bahagah. Again, the Mishnah Berurah suggests this, and he says afterwards, "Ochein achakach motzasi beferish hamishnayis l'Rambam. I found in the perish hamishnayis l'Rav Moshe. That's the Rambam." Muchach, it seems that he says, the sovid afilu efer levad osolotzi, even if it's ashes, you can't take it out. The efshod shitoso, the gamzeh choshev ketzikan atakun, because it looks like over here you're fixing the tanner by taking this out. Or alternatively, because it's excessive work, achrei the efshod lefos b'lavachim, because you don't have to do this, you can still bake perfectly well without it. Therefore, the Rambam would say that you're not allowed to do this. The Mechaber continues and he says, however, if it has in this fallen down clay that fell into the oven, if it would, it's piled up high enough that it's going to burn your bread that you have baking on the side wall of the oven, or ruin whatever you're roasting over there. If it comes to actually touch them, so this will be a hot coal touching it, it's going to burn it. So then, in this situation, even if you don't shovel it out, you still could go and bake or cook over here without shoveling it out. But since it's going to burn it, it's going to singe it, so therefore you are allowed to shovel it out because it's going to ruin your food. Here, now, the movement that you're doing, the shoveling it out, the grifa, is allowed because it has a purpose in order that you shouldn't burn the food. Mr. Brewer says, in Sif Katan Yotess, if it can go burn the pas, singe the pas, then you'd be allowed to go and shovel out even the real mud that's over there, the tit, the clay that's over there, or kadme, as we're going to now say. Even though it wouldn't be burned, but there's the potential over here, so then you're allowed to move it. In this situation, it is called tiltul l'tzorech. There's a purpose in doing so. And Dirshu footnote number 15 points out further, even though it's not a great need to do this, is a little bit of a need, but it's not a great deal to do the shoveling over here. For example, El Arach Tzorek Tzas, it just has a little bit of a benefit for you. For example, it will make the bread nicer. Kigon Shetiyah Pas Noah Yosef, it will make the bread a little bit looking nicer. It won't be burnt in parts. Okay, Lamay Petorach Godol, you won't have to do a lot of work. So Rav Shlomo Zalman's Tzal brings down in the Shmir Shabbos Kiyuchas, so this is where it's brought down. But Rav Nuroth Tzal Shemut Lotatol, you're allowed to do the movement of this in this situation as well. Why? Kefisha Mashma with Tosef Kiva Eger, like he brought down in Tosef Kiva Eger, that says in this situation, since it's benefiting the food, you're allowed to do so. Similarly, he brings down that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal would say that to remove the peels, the klipos, or the atzomos, the bones, after you've eaten from the table. Now, he points out that these bones aren't disgusting, because if it was disgusting, then you'd have the heter of graf shari. If you have something disgusting there, if you have a dirty diaper in the middle of your living room floor, you're allowed to remove it because it's disgusting. So even though it's muktza, but it's something that's disgusting, and you're allowed to move something that's disgusting through the dinum of graf shari, which we learned previously in Simon Shin Ches. In any event, you'd be allowed to remove the klipos and the atzomos from the table in order that the table should be nice and neat for yontif. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down in the Shulchan Shlomo, Shemut Mitamzeh, you're allowed to do this because this is a tzarech katan of Avorech L'Biyontif. You don't want to eat on a dirty table. People like to eat on a nice, clean table. However, he points out, Hosif, Shemyochol Asirim, if it's able to get the klipos and the atzomos off the table by just tilting the table and getting them off into the garbage that way, it'd be better to do it that way, to use something to do with the tiltul min atzad, rather than to actually pick them up with your fingers, as we'll see in the next ta'ara. And we can see that in Dershu, footnote number 16. Likewise, le'inyin tiltul noy sukkah, shenofu al shulchan. If you have in a sukkah, you have some of the decorations that fell on your table, umafrim lachila, it's hard to eat. You have a banner that's falling on your table, and it's annoying. You have some of these decorations in sukkah that are on your table, and it's annoying. So the bir halacha over there in Hilchos Sukkah, Simon Tofrei Shlamed Ches, brings down, in the name of the Prima Godin, Sha'af Shemutu L'Tiltulim, you are allowed to remove them from the table because they're bothersome, even though you could eat around them. Nevertheless, Im Yochol L'Taltulim, Aydei Tiltu Menatzat, if you can do it indirectly, have something push against it to get it off the table, or tilt the table, that would be preferable. Yotatulim Kach, always better do it with a Shinoi, Alo Yotatulim Yodayim, don't do it directly with your hand. Now let's see the rest of the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. He tells us, "Okefi shivor lekamen in sov simen tov kuvtes in the Ramah over there, the mutar latat the muktzah letzorach ocha nefesh." That's what we just brought down in the issue foot number 16. So that similar idea is expressed there as we're bringing down over here that you're allowed to move and shovel the bottom of the oven here because it is going to singe the food a little bit. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "V'katzua poskim." He brings down the name of various poskim. You can see this is Shara Tzion, Oslam Gimel, the Morgan of Rome, in the name of the Marshal, the Yamshu Shlomo, and other Achronim. The Kozeb Bishanof Alatiach Hayom. This is when the oven collapsed today. Part of the roof came in today. Or alternatively, Ofilu Esvel, it fell in on Erev Yontif. However, you didn't know about it. Lo Yodam Yizeh, you didn't check your oven on Erev Yontif. Now you go in there and you see that it fell down. Oshloya Lo Shos Tzachna, or you knew it fell down 20 minutes before Shabbos, before Yontif, and you didn't get a chance to go and fix it. However, Abol Bohaya Yochel Isake Miesmo, if you fell down in the morning, every Yontif in the morning, Yontif is Tuesday night, and Tuesday morning you go check your oven and you see that it fell apart. You said, I'll get back to it later on, and you forget about it. All of a sudden, it's Yontif, and you realize you never fixed it. So then, in this situation, then you're not allowed to go shovel it out. Why? This is like anything that's a machshirin, any sort of a machshir yochel nefesh, something that helps you prepare for the yochel nefesh, but she'ev shalassos mi bojom, that you're able to do it before the day, and you didn't do it, she'asalassos mi yontif, then you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. And he tells you to look in the Bir HaLocha. If you look in the Bir HaLocha, Dira Masu, Kivin Shoyim Mescharech, Mutal Lagarfo, he brings down that the Ran disagrees with this. He says, Af Shebiran, Mefakbik was there, B'shem Bala Tosos. He brings down the name of Tosos. He says, nevertheless, in the Chedusha Rashba, in the Meiri, they also hold, Rashi as well, they hold like the opinion that the Mechaba brought down over here, not like the Ran. The Chofetz Chaim goes to an Arichos to discuss this further. Ayin Shem and the rest of this is footnote. This is a good break point for us to stop today's shir. I didn't mention at the beginning of this year that tonight is my mother's yard site. It's Vav Tammuz when I'm dictating this right now. Her yard site is tonight on Zion Tammuz. So I'm saying all the shiurim from the very start of this Dirsha Mishnah Berurah program. I've been saying this Le'ili Nishmas, both my parents, Aleihem Hashalom. My mother's yard site is tonight, Chana Bas Mei Avram. All the learning that is being done should be an ilui for her holy neshama, as well as for my father, Yosef Nissim Ben Yecheskel. Thank you for listening. Kol Tov.